Welcome to Michiana Stories, a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and WVPE, featuring conversations about life in Michiana. Today, a mother and daughter discuss working together for an Elkhart-based industrial distributor. Here are Faith and Rebecca.
Hello, mother.
Hello, daughter. Describe to me how it was when you first started at the company and how you felt only being 17 and being brought into such a large business.
So when I first started, it was really embarrassing because I knew you had worked there for a long time, but I didn't know what you did.
And it must have been a little more challenging because I have been there for a while before you started, and people heard stories about you before you started there, being sick at school and all your little quirks, and then there you were in person.
Yeah, but I remember too when I went into interview, you told me not to tell anyone that I was your daughter because you wanted me to get the job on my own and not because I was your daughter.
Right. But once you started there, people found out really quickly.
They did.
Probably because I told all the boys to stay away from me. I led you around the plant. I remember, especially to a couple, and said, "This is my daughter and you're not allowed to ask her out."
You actually had somebody's break time changed once because they were being really creepy to me.
That's right. Because the department you started on was a lot of the younger people, and that was where a lot of them met each other. And I worked with them and knew them well, I should say. I knew who to keep away from you.
So how does being a woman leading a team of mostly males, like how does that change or affect your leadership style?
I think over the years, it's changed. When I first started and first started to be a supervisor, I was one of the few women that were there. But as I watched as time goes on and there's more of us female supervisors and more females that are in management positions, that the men are actually, and they're still, I mean, it's predominantly male, and they're bringing on a lot more men, but the women are the ones that push the hardest and have the most drive. And I found that really interesting over the years, considering where we started.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there almost 22 years now, and the growth and the changes just in society itself is different.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started, you can be more direct with people. And they had a harder shell. Now, I guess the women, that used to be the challenge, I can speak to them more directly. The men, especially the younger men, seem a little more challenging because they have to be more nurtured and sugar-coated than it used to be. Mm-hmm. So as time went on, your management style also has to change according to the group that you have.
Were you proud when I followed in your footsteps and opened up the Columbus CFC like you did the Elkhart CFC?
I was so very proud of you, but I was so very sad at the same time. When you see your daughter every single day, and it's different than most relationships because I see you every single day. I know everything that's going on in your life. I miss that so much, even though I can email you and call you at any time and we're both in the same company. It's different because you're not there.
I definitely miss that too. I miss not talking to you every day.
I do hear your name mentioned more about some of the things you're doing and some of the things you're implementing over in Columbus that drift over to our side. So I am very proud when I hear that about you, that, well, Rebecca's over there and she did this and this and this, and I'll be, oh, of course, and she gets it from me.
Naturally.
Naturally.
That was Faith and Rebecca, mother and daughter, discussing their work together for an Elkhart-based industrial distributor. Michiana Stories can be heard Mondays at 7:45 during Morning Edition and will be heard at a special time this afternoon during All Things Considered, 4:25. Michiana Stories is a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE.